National Literacy and Numeracy Test, or NAPLAN, has been operating in Australian schools for 10 years. With today's results showing a slump in literacy, serious concerns continue to be raised about what's going on in schools across the country. South Australia is one of the states falling behind the national average, and questions are being asked about what's going wrong and whether anything is wrong with the test itself. The Wire's Luke Radford has the story.
The NAPLAN test has been an institution at schools across the country for a decade now. It invokes nerves in students, concern in parents, and worry in educators. Every year, the results dominate headlines and national debate, and this year's results draw attention to falling literacy standards. John Gardner is the South Australian Shadow Education Minister. He says, in SA, it's worse than ever.
South Australia in today's NAPLAN results showed the worst results on the mainland in 16 out of the 20 categories. We're last or second last in more categories than any other state. And this is a real drop from in 2008 when these NAPLAN tests started. South Australia was fifth in one category and last in none. In 2017, we are last or second last out of all states in 16 out of 20 categories. These results make me really angry, actually. Labor's had 15 years and they've been marked by restructure after restructure, scandal after scandal, and what they've failed to do in education is focus on educational achievement, and that's a real problem.
Mr. Gardner says he believes the falling NAPLAN results are the fault of a lack of specialised focus on literacy.
What is more important than anything else is how effectively we spend that money. That's why more than 2 months ago, the Liberal Party released a policy in literacy for the early years. It's called our Literacy Guarantee, the best possible start for all students. It contains a wide range of measures, including literacy coaches who have got expertise in phonics and teaching students with dyslexia and other learning difficulties. It includes rolling out the phonics checks for all year one students in South Australia, free dyslexia workshops for parents across South Australia, including regional centres not currently serviced. It includes more professional development for opportunities for teachers, parental engagement resources for schools. It includes breakfast programs in schools where there is currently an unmet need, because of course kids who are hungry are unable to focus on their studies are also disruptive to both their own studies and others in the classrooms.
However, is the NAPLAN test the be-all and end-all? Dr. David Caldwell is a specialist in English language and literacy at the University of South Australia, and he's not so sure.
I think, if nothing else, it gets too much attention. It's treated as the benchmark of our students' literacy capabilities when it's actually only doing so many things. So in those terms, I am against it.
Dr. Caldwell believes the scope of NAPLAN is too narrow to form an effective judgment in this fast-moving, constantly evolving world.
I mean, I think fundamentally one of the problems with it is that it's only measuring certain things. It's measuring basic language skills, reading, writing, grammar, spelling. And those skills are important, of course. But, I mean, the question I often like to ask to put to people and to your listeners is, what else is missing from reading, writing, spelling and grammar? Think about your day and what you're doing in terms of making meaning. And you'll realise, I mean, fundamentally, for instance, we're not measuring oral language, whether that's in an informal or a formal setting. We're not measuring a lot of what we would call modern-day multi-literacies. We're not looking at visual literacy, which is constantly consuming us in terms of being either students or adults, computer literacies, different kinds of literacies. So in those terms, only measuring certain things.
Dr. Caldwell says an example of this can be seen when looking at the way writing is tested, which is one of the areas that's on the decline.
If you want to drill down even further, you realise, okay, well, let's say it's measuring writing, for instance, which is often one of the areas that's on the decline. When you start to drill down a little bit to that, you realise, of course, it's not measuring writing in the broader sense. You can't do that with one test. It's measuring typically one kind of genre, which might be the narrative genre, the storytelling genre, or the persuasive genre, the argumentative genre. You're only getting one type of genre, one text type. And moreover, that text type will often be limited to something. So it might be a particular story that the child has to respond to, or it might be, for instance, a particular topic about, you know, the use of plastic bags that a child is trying to persuade someone about. That doesn't mean that it's not an instance of that child's ability to write a text, but that is all it is. And yet then when we start talking about NAPLAN and we start generalising across NAPLAN results and we start looking for patterns and trends, it's in those terms, in terms of what is it actually measuring, is one of the reasons why I'm, to answer your question, not in favour of it, or to put it even more simply, against it.
Dr. David Caldwell, finishing that report from The Wire's Luke Radford.